As Philip just mentioned, thrips are an economically damaging pest, and throughout the southeast, they tend to be our most not only damaging pest, but they tend to cost us the most in terms of control. These are data obtained from the surveys of independent crop consultants in North Carolina, and you can see that when you take the cost of control into account, seed treatments, foliar overspray, thrips comes out on top in terms of the most expensive pests that we have to control in cotton. With that, this is what we want to prevent loss of apical dominance. As Dr. Philip Roberts just mentioned, oftentimes decrease in yield, sometimes delays in maturity. Really want to prevent this from happening. We do have a number of different seed treatments in the environment right now. Unfortunately, all of them are in the same class of chemistry, neonicotinoids, so even though it looks like we have this great selection, we actually have a very limited number to choose from. So we were really interested in knowing what could we do to increase our odds of improving efficacy of these different products in our system. The first objective that we had was to evaluate insecticidal seed treatments in combination with liquid in-furrow and granular insecticides. And then as a second objective, we wanted to look at foliar options to see if we could improve these different options of control on top of an insecticidal seed treatment. This is sort of a laundry list of the different in-furrow insecticides that we used. You'll see these in a series of slides that I'm going to present. Some of them were liquid in-furrows. For example, acephate, which you're going to see later on in the foliar trial, used as a foliar product, and the first set of tests was used as an in-furrow product. So that's important to keep in mind when I talk about the in-furrow versus the foliar sprays. And these were the products that were used in the foliar trial. Here again you see the acephate, which was used in-furrow in the previous trials, was used as a foliar spray in this trial. In addition, we have another foliar product that we were testing called Radiant, which is spinetoram. These trials were done across the southeast in the same locations that Dr. Philip Roberts mentioned before, except that North Carolina was an additional location in these trials. And much like Dr. Roberts, I'm not going to present every single bit of datum from every single location. What I've done is just chosen the best ones that sort of tell the best story. We did plant these early, trying to target the best thrips window. We looked at abundance, injury, plant height, and leaves 2 to 5 weeks after planting every single week. We took biomass at 6 weeks after planting, and we took yield from the two middle rows. Unlike Dr. Roberts' presentation, mine is going to be a little bit more statistically heavy, and it's going to be a little bit more difficult to follow because of that, so bear with me. But these were the methods that I used to statistically analyze it. I'm going to start now with the 2013 liquid in-furrow results. And these data are from South Carolina. You can see that this was at the three-leaf stage and 3 weeks after planting. I want to draw your attention to the x-axis. You're going to see that change between slides just based on what I want to talk about. So in this case, we're looking at the mean number of thrips per plant, and that's both adults and immatures. Some slides you're going to see injury, some slides you're going to see height, some slides you're going to see yield, and hopefully I'll be able to draw your attention to those different things. In 2013, in many of the sites, we did not see a difference between the two different types of seed treatment. You can see that we had similar thrips numbers between Evicta Complete, which is thiamethoxam as the insecticide portion, and Aris, which is imidacloprid. And we did not see, at least in this case, an additional benefit to Aris, which is imidacloprid, and Poncho Votivo, which the insecticide portion of Poncho Votivo is clothianidin. Admire Pro as a foliar and furrow alone without the seed treatment in some locations, in this location, Virginia, did decrease the number of thrips per plant. This was not consistent across all locations. This is the average dry weight per 5 plants in North Carolina. So obviously if a product is performing better, we expect to see a higher dry weight at 42 days after planting. And in 2013, in many of the locations, acephate and furrow at a pound seem to have plants with bigger biomass. In addition, Timic, which is no longer available as a management option for us, also increased the biomass of plants. These are the data from 2014. Again, we used the same products, but we added another product, Thymet, an additional granular in-furrow. In contrast to the previous years, and this is the seedling injury rating, so we're not looking at thrips per se, We did see a difference between Evicta Complete, which is thiamethoxam, and Aris. And you can see that the Evicta Complete did not perform as well as the Aris. We have an explanation for this. In 2014, neonicotinoid resistance was confirmed in thrips in the southeast. For reasons that we're not entirely sure of, thiamethoxam seems to perform worse in the field compared to imidacloprid. And this was consistent across a number of trials. In contrast to the previous year where we saw the dry weight biomass, I got the wrong slides thrown in there. I think I got 2013 data in there. So just imagine with me that this slide is not up here. Actually, acephate in furrow performed exactly the opposite in 2014 that it did in 2013. So in 2013, we had a higher dry weight biomass. This is actually 2013 data you're looking at here. We saw that flip-flop in 2014. And we think that that has to do some with the solubility of the product, rainfall and things like that. We think that it works in some cases on some soil types, but it's maybe not consistent across all locations. Switching now to our second objective, where we're no longer looking at in-furrow options, but we're looking at foliar spray options over top of a seed treatment. These are a number of thrips per plant. This is from North Carolina at the two-leaf stage, which is 4 weeks after planting. 4 weeks after planting is a long time for that cotton to get to the two-leaf stage. It just wasn't growing very well. You can see that there's a high number of thrips per plant. Also note that we had 39% western flower thrips species composition in this trial. So there was a high proportion of western flower thrips. That's important to note because this species is very difficult to control using foliar insecticides. And what we saw was a stair-step effect with acephate being a less effective product at the rates that we tested compared to Radiant or Spinetoram. And we also saw an effect due to rate with our most effective product being Radiant or Spinetoram at 3 ounces per acre. And the seed treatment alone basically provided no protection compared to the control. Again, this was in 2013 when we really weren't noting too much of a difference between thiamethoxam and imidacloprid. This is North Carolina at the six-leaf stage. Now, at this stage, the cotton, we consider it to be safe from thrips injury. Our cutoff is around the five-leaf stage. But I wanted to show you this slide because I wanted to show you that, number one, we could still see the effect of the thrips at six-leaf after planting. And number two, it took us a little bit of time to make that spray. And notice that we're seeing the same sort of trends that we saw before. Again, we're looking at the injury rating, a high proportion of western flower thrips still in the system, and our most effective product is Radiant or Spinetoram at 3 ounces to the acre. This is the biomass or the mean dry weight of the plants at 3 weeks after planting, and we see much what we would expect. Our most effective product, which is Radiant at 3 ounces, had the highest biomass compared to the other products that we tested. Now, this was not statistically significant, but you can see that there is a trend there. But it was statistically significant compared to Evicta Complete, which is the seed treatment alone, or the untreated plants. And we did see a statistical difference due to yield in North Carolina in 2013. I think Dr. Roberts did an excellent job of covering why we may or may not see differences due to yield. We think that probably some of these other treatments were able to catch up later on in the season due to compensation, but you can here at least see the benefit to doing something against thrips control compared to untreated. These are the last bit of data. This is from 2014, looking at the same treatments. Here we're looking at four-leaf cotton at 3 weeks after planting. We're looking at the number of thrips per plant. Actually, very similar numbers to the previous year. The one major difference is the proportion of thrip species. So you notice that last year when we had 40, 50% western flower thrips, in 2014 we only had 7% western flower thrips. And I think that that's reflected in what we're seeing in terms of control, in terms of the insecticides, where acephate was as effective as Radiant or Spinetoram. Here we're looking at injury ratings. Tells a little bit different story. Even though we have fewer western flower thrips, We were able to decrease injury due to that high rate of radiant or spinetoram. So the story is that it's not entirely due to thrip species here. There really is a benefit to that product spinetoram and that higher rate that you see there. These data were from Virginia. They did not see a consistent effect due to different types of foliar sprays, but they did see a benefit of using some sort of foliar spray on top of an insecticidal seed treatment compared to a seed treatment alone or not doing anything at all, untreated seed. So in conclusion, we did find that insecticidal seed treatments provided good initial protection from thrips. We didn't find anything groundbreaking or earth-shattering here. The seed treatments worked as we'd expected them to. You know, you get about 2 or 3 weeks after planting where they do something. It's probably a good idea to spray that cotton at the first true leaf stage, like we've been recommending. We did notice a difference in seed treatments in 2014, and it was really marked from 2013 where we didn't notice a difference between seed treatments. Again, we think that's due to resistance in the system, and for whatever reason, imidacloprid seems to be performing better than thiamethoxam. We do think that the in-furrow options that we evaluated have some efficacy. We saw some benefits due to AdmireProin the furrow. AdmireProis imidacloprid. We think that it's very sensitive to the method of application. So I had an experiment for data that I didn't present done in North Carolina this year that showed that you can have wildly different results depending on your method of application of that in-furrow product. So this may hold true to granular products too. We haven't tested that. But certainly the environment seems to be a very important factor for granular insecticides, in-furrow liquids, and most likely seed treatments themselves. I mentioned before that these are all neonicotinoid class chemistries. We don't have a lot of options. Well, the solubilities are entirely different. So it's going to be different. They're going to perform differently on different soil types and in different environments in terms of uptake and when the thrips are there. We do think that a foliar spray provides an additional control compared to the seed treatment, and this was borne out time and time again. We think that the higher rate you get, the more effective the product will be. Kind of a no-brainer, but that's what this study showed. And then we did find a benefit to the 3 ounces of radiant or spinetoram. Again, it seemed to be very effective against western flower thrips, but even when western flower thrips were not in the system, it seemed to also provide an additional benefit in some cases. So with that, I'll finish up and take questions if I have time. Yes. So the question was, could we possibly be seeing a benefit due to radiant or spinetoram because it's preserving more beneficials than acephate in the system? Maybe. I'm not sure. We did take thrip species, and so when we look at thrip species, the one thrips that I know about that's at least a facultative predator is Aeolothrips, and we did not find many of those in our trial. But we didn't look at other things that could potentially be predators of thrips that might be in the system, so I can't answer that question, but that is a possibility. I don't know. Somebody may have data on this, but I would guess if you took a potter spray tower and you sprayed some thrips, that spinetoram would probably just work better than the acephate. I mean, we've been spraying acephate on these things for a long time.
Any other questions?
Thanks.
All right.